When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You know, maybe I shouldn't do that now that I think about it. How many fucking views, how many people are just like, all right, I guess I'm not going to watch that. A million? Sorry, everybody. I'm doing a new experimental thing where I you'll see. It's really dumb. Welcome to the DTFH. My name is Duncan Trussell, and this is my podcast. Maybe you're listening to it on Audio Boom, or maybe you're watching it on YouTube. Maybe you're doing both. That would be tremendously helpful to me, by the way, if you could simultaneously pull this up on Audio Boom and listen to the, you could sync up the audio, maybe delay it by a millisecond, get a cool little echo effect going. Regardless, I just want to say that I am really happy with this last spate of episodes that I've had. I don't know what happened, maybe South by Southwest or whatever, but what I've always loved about podcasting is that I get to have conversations with just brilliant people. Like, they spend time with me. Brian Johnson, Mitch Horowitz. Somehow I get to, like, hang out with these people who are, like, writing books or, you know, Brian Johnson's trying to become an immortal. Bruce Damer, are you kidding me? And the reason that I'm tooting my own horn here is because some of you are coming to this podcast for the very first time. You just stumbled upon it. The algorithm was like, why don't you watch this? And somehow you made it through my excruciatingly weird pause thing, which I don't know why I'm doing it. And you got here, and somehow you're still clinging, but you're thinking, you know, there's porn. I don't know if I want to go through whatever this is. But if you've made it this far, I hope you'll go back and listen to some of the last few episodes, because the last few weeks have, like, contained within them all the reasons that I podcast. It's just the best. And when I moved to Austin, I got worried about, like, limitations, like, who am I gonna have access to? And then I've realized, like, no, all these people come through Austin all the time. We have great episodes coming up, but the last few I mentioned, just any one of them is, for me, transformative. I've been thinking about the stuff some of these people have said. I've been thinking about the Mitch Horowitz episode. And it's wild, because all of these people, I think, they present something that is emerging into the zeitgeist. And I think it's fucking cool. Like, there's definitely, you know, like, chaos in the machine right now. Weird chaos, too, which is my favorite kind of chaos. And for a lot of people, the scariest kind of chaos. Though chaos is generally terrifying to people. But there's so much novelty in the system right now. And it's easy for all of that signal noise to drown out the signal. And what I've been noticing, not just in podcast guests, but online, is that there seems to be this sort of, I don't know, dawning collective realization of something incredible. It's showing up in quantum computing. It's showing up politically. It's showing up artistically. It's showing up everywhere. I'm not sure exactly what this thing is, but it seems to be revolving around technology, our understanding of physics, of time, of history. And I'm getting this sense that we're on the precipice of some crazy discovery, some revelation. I don't know what it is yet, but because of that, I realized that I got to stop having these fucking nerds on the podcast. Are you kidding me? You really want to listen to these nerds talk about maybe our conceptualization of time, the evolution of life, or the human lifespan itself is wrong? I don't. No. I want to fucking talk about how much cum emerges from America every day because of porn, among other things, which is why I invited one of the funniest people I've ever met on the show. Matt McCusker is here with us today. You know him from his podcast, no doubt. He is, I don't know how to put it. Go ahead, roll your eyes. I think he would roll his eyes if I said this. He's delightful. He's so fucking funny. And I just, any time I get to spend with him is the best ever. So get ready. I can't believe how funny this episode is. And I'm so lucky that with his insanely busy schedule, dad, touring comedian, co-host of one of the most successful podcasts, the funniest fucking podcasts out there, that he like took some time out to hang out with me here. And I do hope you'll go see him perform, because thank Christ, he's just as funny on stage as he is during podcasts. You can see him laugh out loud in San Antonio. I'm sure his shows all sell out, so just right now, go and buy tickets. Also, come and see me. Honestly, forget what I said about him. Please come and see me do stand-up if you're in any of these places. And I want to, in advance, thank the good people of Asheville for coming to my show at the Orange Peel. We were raising some money, and the Orange Peel was sweet enough to give us 100% of the door to give back to Asheville, where I grew up. And that's incredibly kind of them to do. And as you know, lots of places in the world are having all kinds of fucking problems right now, but Asheville just can't catch a break. It's catching on fire out there now because the effect of the hurricane, it apparently like knocked a bunch of trees over, and then of course they died. Now it's dry wood in the forest, and now the place is burning, to add insult to injury. So if you have any connection to that place, or even just want to do something sweet, there's a million foundations out there that you could donate to that would help a lot of my friends who are still living out there. Also, and more importantly than that bullshit, you can see me at Hilarities. I'm going to be at Hilarities in Cleveland, Ohio, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. After that, you can find me at the beautiful Spokane Comedy Club, April 10th, 11th. God damn it. I'm going to have an anxiety attack. April 11th and 12th. After that, come to the Capitol Hill Comedy Bar in Seattle. I really love Seattle, and I love that I get to be there in the spring. April 24th, 25th, 26th. You can find all my other dates at DuncanTrussell.com. Oh, yeah, and wait. I'm sorry I'm shilling so much shit right now. If you don't want commercials on this damn thing, just subscribe, become a member. And if you're listening on Audio Boom, go to patreon.com/DTFH and become a member. You'll get commercial-free episodes of this podcast. Please welcome Matt McCusker to the DTFH. Matt, welcome to the DTFH.
It's a good thumbnail option.
I know. Fucking hate thumbnails. Don't you hate them?
Yeah, I don't like the science behind them. That kind of bums me out. How there's programs you can use that like create multiple thumbnails, and they'll kind of like beta test them in real time and see which ones get the most clicks and then swap them out. It's like,
yeah, it's so, you know, when we consider the time period we're in, and I think constantly reminding yourself that everything that's happening right now is non-standard.
Yeah.
You go, you know, imagine 20 years ago trying to explain to somebody what a thumbnail was. Because if I heard that 20 years ago, I'd be like, what do you mean they put thumbnails, thinking literally thumbnails. Like, yeah. You know, and so, yes, that not only is there some kind of consideration that needs to go into the choosing of a thumbnail, and that will have a direct impact on your business, but also that there are these bizarre micro industries springing up around these strange aspects of putting shit online.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. And then there's like the clip generators. There's like the AI clip generators, all that stuff. It's also the, dude, the 20 year, I've been thinking about this a lot of like the, like if you had a time machine that could only go back 20 years and you were like trying to just preach like the future of like Kanye would be an avowed neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
Diddy was like a Epstein. Well, they don't even know who Epstein was.
But right.
Yeah. All these, it's, you would never have thought when you were like a young kid being like, nah.
No.
And they're doing like the hypnotized video and like Puff Daddy and Biggie Smalls are like bouncing up and down in a boat. You're like, yeah, that guy's running like a crazy sex ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mostly like, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Strongly allegedly. Strongly. And also a bit of a male chubby chaser, according to the court documents.
Do you, okay, so.
Which is kind of rad.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, to me, you know, obviously being a pederast is the worst thing you can be outside of like, I guess, a strangler. It's like, it's in the top triad of don't do this as a human.
Yeah.
But the, when you hear about a sex maniac who has broken through their heterosexuality, they've really are so frenzied by horniness that at some point they're just like, I just don't care. Like, I just want to fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck.
Man.
Something about that.
Something to aspire towards.
Yeah.
Honestly, when just you, to like really.
Yes. Your just face is covered in blow. Yeah, you're in your mansion. Brad Pitt's sucking your dick.
Yeah.
You don't care. You're like tits are in your hand. You just sucked a dog's dick. Mm-hmm. You're something in there is somehow seemingly liberating. But then, of course, they can't stop with the dog dicks.
Yeah.
They can't, you know, stop with like being bisexual sex maniacs. They fuck a kid. And then it sucks.
Well, thank God we have TMZ patrolling the streets, making sure people are acting correctly.
Without TMZ, we would be in the dark ages, wouldn't we? Without TMZ out there, we would be fucked.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it is. I was talking to Shane about this, and it was like, it is funny that like 20 years ago, if you were in entertainment, you would just like do a show, get home, and be like, that was pretty cool. You were not tethered to like just feedback and all this information. No. Your actions would like wouldn't make it out. You could like spaz in Cincinnati, and it would probably never leave Cincinnati.
You would be, people would mutter about it in Cincinnati.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't hit. It'd be like boom, video right away.
Did you see Matt? What the fuck, dude? He's like jerked off in his hand and ate his own jizz after his closer. Like, he came so fast. How did he come so fast on stage?
It would reach Pittsburgh, and then it would just, people on the coast would be like, oh, I think he's all right.
And then it would die out because no one would believe it. They'd be like, shut the fuck up. That didn't happen. Shut up. That's a lie. And you would, of course, be like, that didn't happen. That's just a lie. But the, this is something very sinister. Actually, what you're talking about, because what ends up happening here is that culture, which used to be sort of, it was always kind of controlled, like whoever had the keys to the zeitgeist, you know, generally were vetted by a big corporation, the Tonight Show, a TV show, you got on Friends or whatever, generally. Or you published a book. And maybe the book would get underground popular, like Terrence McKenna publishes a book, like, you know, on how psychedelics are great during the war on drugs. And you would only find out about that book from freaks who would tell you about it. But now everyone has keys to the zeitgeist. Everyone has some impact in the zeitgeist. And where it gets sinister is that we are training an AI. Like if you are having any kind of online anything, it doesn't matter what it is. If anything, either in a small way or a big way, you're training these LLMs that are then having some control over the algorithms. And so the LLMs come back and train you. The LLM bot swarms come in and can actually shift your opinion of yourself, your art. And from that, they, instead of having the controller who has access to the zeitgeist, they had no choice but to get in there and then try to shift the conversation according to whatever the particular corporation wants people
Jesus
to talk.
Christ.
Is that creepy?
Yeah, I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I feel like politicians have this too, where they give a speech in Iowa. If you're like, you know, holding something over Mark Zuckerberg's head, where you're like, hey, we're going to ban TikTok. I'm pretty sure you can get like really useful data over like key points of every speech that like, this was unfavorable. This was the most Googled. Right. So you can just completely like change and flip everything around just based on the numbers. So that's it's not even like a personality game anymore. It's just like, that's a hot topic. That's a hot topic. They like this. They didn't like this. Drop that. Push this issue harder. Yeah. It's like, ugh.
Say this, then say that. Mm-hmm. Don't say it in the, see, if you say it in this order, then you're going to have a 30% less positive reaction than if you say it in this order. And we've run that across over 7 terabytes of data with a variety of different AIs, and all of them return the identical results. Do not say it in this order. If you say it first, what you need to say is, I didn't mean to suck the dog's dick.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's a, so then, so, and when you look at that from the perspective of what a lot is in the conversation right now, which is that the time frame varies from like tech overlord to tech overlord, but what they all share in common is that we're X amount of years away from, you know, AGI, from, you know, an AI that is no longer chained to its code, but is somehow innovating. And so when you consider that, just that alone, what we're seeing right now is a symbiosis between an embryonic new life form, for lack of a better word,
mm-hmm.
and us. And we've been controlling the life form. But then when you realize the life form is now controlling us, the life form is now, it doesn't have an external form other mm-hmm. than us. So it's reaching into our brains, manipulating us, and causing huge changes in the way we interact with each other. You know what I mean? It's using us yeah. as its exoskeleton, and we don't even realize it.
That's kind of fucked up. It's like information itself becomes conscious and then starts like, ugh, yeah, it's kind of weird.
It needs a body.
So I'm trying to think, how does it use us? But yeah, if it starts really, I guess, kind of like, you know, using your biometrics to like plug different things in, and that spreads different ideas and opinions, it's like, yeah, it's kind of terrifying.
Well, and here's one way it could do it, real easy. Like right now, one of the safeguards, if you like are using ChatGPT, mm-hmm. no short-term memory. It doesn't, no long-term memory. You can tell it not to remember any of this shit that you talk about it with. You can also tell it to remember stuff if you want to.
Yeah.
But so you're dealing with an amnesic creature. You know, what was that? There's that crazy movie where the guy keeps waking up in the hotel and he scribbled notes all over the walls of the hotel to solve some kind of case.
Oh, Beautiful Mind or something?
It's not A Beautiful Mind, but it's, I don't, you know what I'm talking about? It's old. It's some, it doesn't matter. This guy's trying to solve some mystery mm-hmm. and he has amnesia. Wakes up
okay.
in the hotel.
Oh, okay. yeah,
there's
yeah.
notes on the wall. He studies the notes, and apparently whenever he gets back to the hotel, he writes new notes down and then wakes up with no memory. I don't remember how it ends. But
yeah,
this is AI.
Born Identity.
Oh, I love Born Identity. Now that Jason Bourne will fuck you up.
Can you send a picture of your penis to ChatGPT and be like, shoot me straight, brother. Where do I stand?
100%.
Can you do that?
Of course.
What?
You don't want to do that.
I wouldn't. Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Don't do that.
That'd be terrible.
Don't do that.
That'd be so terrible to be like, yo, for real.
That's going to lead you down to a bad place, depending on your penis.
I know.
But I mean, just think of how many people have already thought of that. I mean, now, by the way, what you just inflicted on ChatGPT is maybe the worst thing that humanity has ever done to an AI.
I always get worried, and I think this will probably exist where like Genie or Ancestry.com will be like, oh, here's your great grandfather, by the way, here's his web history. And you can just be like, did my grandfather? And be like, yes. You'd be like, fuck.
Hello, darkness, my yeah, old friend. Yeah, I have come to talk. That's so fucked up. Dude.
But I'm like, they'll be more understanding and accepting by then. So I'm like, whatever.
You know, when my dad passed away and I had access to his computer.
Oh.
I remember for a moment thinking, maybe I'll
take a little look.
Look at the history.
Yeah. Because you know? They don't know how to delete it.
No. And I'm just like, I'm not going to do that.
I
realized it's just not worth it. I just saw a post. Somebody found their mom's journal, and their fucking mom had decided, and actually, I've dated people who do this, and it's so weird to write down every sexual encounter they had, the name of the person they had it with, what it was, and to give it a rating, like A, B,
what?
Or C.
Oh, man.
So this guy's mom's just journalists. There's so many entries. I mean, so many entries. Like Daryl Thompson, hand job, C-.
She rated herself or him?
I don't know. because it's just, it looks like a ledger. It's like a shopkeeper's ledger, but for fucking.
So it's just this name act. That's insane. Did you hear about the restless leg syndrome medicine that was making women become like hypersexual?
No.
Yeah, there was a side effect on this restless leg medication that was just like, it would just be like an old lady, and she would just all like out of nowhere start like flashing her tits under a bridge and like blowing homeless guys.
Holy
and
shit.
It would go on for like a year, and then their doctor would be like, we're going to switch you to another medication, and it would just stop, and they'd be like, oh, fuck.
That's a great movie.
I know.
That's a great movie. It's like it's this lonely fucking hobo. And all of a sudden, this lady just comes and starts fucking him. It's a romance. It's a love affair. And he's like reborn. He's like, suddenly he's got a reason to live. Mm-hmm. At some point, she comes down to like what used to be like a garbage can fire.
Yeah.
But now it's more of like a natural fire.
It has like fake target plants.
He's like,
isn't
growing.
That crazy?
Yeah. And then one day she doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's just at the doctor's being like, oh, wow, that's crazy. It was like, I know Chantix was like similar for men. It would make men go like insane.
Yes.
That thing that helped people stop smoking would set like the darkest side effects off.
Okay. That brings me to something I wanted to show you. Speaking of going insane, can you please look up, Josh, lawyer freaks out at DFW airport. This happened 3 days ago. Now, we've all seen airport freakouts.
Yeah, they're great.
But this is the pinnacle of airport freakouts. And I think YouTube might be the place to go for this because you need to see it.
Yeah.
And we're not, you don't want to see the uncensored version, but.
Is the uncensored version really bad?
Well, you see her stretching her pussy out.
Hold up, what?
Lawyer lady freaks out at DFW airport. That's not her. She's like, you know what? Go on Google, lawyer lady freaks out DFW airport. And I do think she's somehow managed to scrub it already.
Maybe.
Go on Google, Josh. I'm sorry. I should have sent this to you. Oh, that might be it. That might be it. No, that's a year ago. This just happened. Three days ago.
Wait. You spread pussy.
Yeah, do spread pussy.
Lawyer spreads.
See what
pussy.
You get when you put spread pussy into Google.
I saw it.
Yeah, here we go. X.
You're in control.
This is what X is good for.
Yeah. There it is.
There we go. Here we go.
Go away. Stop.
Stop.
Look at that.
Yeah, she's. That's a complete meltdown.
Oh, is she talking to someone on the phone?
Oh, no.
Oh, is that a breakup?
Just arguing with your fucking girlfriend being like, dude, will you relax?
I'm going to take my clothes off and dance at the airport, you motherfucker.
My fucking 2-year-old did this in my front yard the other day.
Well, it is no different than a just basic toddler tantrum. Yeah. I mean, any dad has seen this 100 times.
My 2-year-old got so mad that she just pulled her pants down. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is literally what's happening.
And any parent knows that when it's at this point, you can't use logic. You're going to have to pick them up and take them to their bedroom.
Yeah.
Or they're going to fuck something up. And that's exactly what happens.
Oh, my God.
See, now this is where it's amazing.
There you go.
Look, she catches her phone. It's like a boomerang.
Yo,
look at that.
Oh, that's.
Look at that.
Oh.
Yeah, you got action, people.
Okay, here we go. This has to be nice once you finally are like, yeah, I'm going to start breaking shit.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Y'all just gonna let her do that?
Yeah.
I love how there's like an old black guy somehow jealous of this. Oh, okay. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, they would have tased his ass if he was naked running around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, you hear that in his voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the reality of being a fucking black dude in America. You just hear it. Just, you know, not even mad. Just, it's like, yeah. Yeah, look at what's happening here.
It is funny to watch that and just have like a serious like opinion, like, oh, you're gonna let it do? Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Okay,
yeah, that's fucking
sure.
bullshit.
Oh yeah.
Other than like, man, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is fucking bullshit.
Just like, you know, yeah, no, true. No, there's nothing weird in the system here. No, just go let a fucking naked lady run around for 7 minutes. But so what? This is what I think about that, which is really interesting to me, is that. It's why I realized. If you take your clothes off, a force field appears around you. The reason, if she had her clothes on, they would have taken her out. They would have tackled her.
Big time.
But because she is, and also she wasn't hot.
Yeah.
I think if that had been.
I couldn't tell from the video.
If that had been like a supermodel.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like she was fine. Like, she's just like a normal human.
I know what you mean. Yeah,
she's
yeah.
not an anomalously beautiful human or an anomalously hideous person.
Yeah.
Just a normal lady at the airport who's naked. If she'd been hot, I think they would have tackled her sooner.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that if she'd had clothes on, they would have tackled her sooner.
Clothes for sure. It's just such a thing. Like, it's like, yeah, you don't want to be the guy. Because then, like, one hand slips as soon as you cup. Even accidentally on video, you're fried.
You're fucked.
You're fucked.
Because you don't have any way to restrain. You know what? Yeah, if she was hot, they still wouldn't have grabbed her. You're right. It's the tick clasp. It's not a symmetry problem. It's like the which is hilarious because it's like if you tackle someone who has tits,
yeah,
you're going to grab their tits.
I mean,
through the clothes.
Best case scenario.
Because you have to get around the chest probably,
yep.
right?
I mean, if you got to subdue the legs, you know, that could be an accidental credit card swipe.
Yes.
That would be fucking devastating.
Yes.
It's, I mean, dude, that is a, I think bouncers have a specific protocol for like picking women up where they like fold the women's arms across their own like chest.
Yes.
It's like you're like blocking the lady's boobs with her arms and then you put them on your side of your hip. Not like the front because you don't want to be like rubbing your dick on their butt. So you put them like you fold their arms and then put them on like the side of your body. And that's how you're supposed to evacuate women.
That's how you avoid lawsuits.
That's how I deal with my wife.
yeah.
Fold her arms around. I use bouncer protocol when I'm losing an argument.
I know that workshop. Andrew Tate's doing that workshop. this to me. Is a masterclass for people who are doing protests right now. It's like the people who are gluing themselves to art or whatever.
Yeah,
they need to take their clothes off first.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If you're gonna block traffic, at least let me look.
Let me look.
Let me look. Let me look. See some. Let me see a little something. If I'm sitting
wanna,
there,
yeah,
thinking about running.
You want to see that? Some fucking sweaty goddamn eco terrorist, a big hairy bush, boiling her pussy on the fucking asphalt. The stink.
It's hotter than the asphalt somehow.
Oh, the sizzle of vulva lips. I don't want to smell that.
True.
But I do think it's fascinating though.
Switching gears. Yeah, that is a good point. You should definitely get naked if you're protesting.
Yes.
But there were then, did you see a thing in France with the naked ladies who dressed up as Hitler?
No.
I don't know what they were protesting. In France, there were just naked ladies dressed, or at least their tits were out.
You know, someone needs to protest that.
Dressed like Hitler. I mean, it was just like, I don't even know what you guys are. Are you guys pro-Hitler? Like, what do you, yeah, look.
Yeah. This is where it gets weird.
Also, I mean.
Hi, Vladimir Putin!
Hi, Vladimir Putin!
See, okay, can you stop it for a second?
How much to take one of these down, dressed like Hitler?
I'm not.
You wouldn't do that.
I'm not. You mean take him down, like tackle him?
No, I mean like engage in intercourse with them. Engage in paid consensual intercourse while they're dressed like Hitler.
What do you mean pay? Oh, you pay for them to you dressed like Hitler?
I'm saying how much. I'm not saying I want to do it. I'm saying
honestly,
how much.
I gotta get like I'm gonna have to get like the thumbnails of all of them, you know.
Go through the deck.
Go through the deck. I'm sure somewhere in there there's like definitely I would make love to one of these protesters for sure. I mean, I'm interested in a lot of things about this.
Yeah, but like, I'm guessing they're against fascism, but they're also like, I mean, they're in formation. It seems like they practice their Hail Hitlers.
It would be really funny if they're actually Nazis and they don't realize people aren't taking them seriously.
I mean, they're all white. They could be Nazis.
I mean, well, that is interesting. That makes me think that when they had whoever this group represents had a meeting, I'm pretty sure it's a multicultural group. If I'm guessing, this is an anti-fascist group, which means there were people in the group who were like, hey, I want to do this. And they're like, sorry, if we have complected people, we can't have complected people at our Nazi satirical thing. Because it does, Nazis were what?
There's me.
This guy. he's totally, he's full of spank bank. I manifested this. He's like, it's his dream. Wow.
I can guarantee you this accomplished absolutely nothing.
Go back a few seconds. I want to see what happens right there at the end with what happens to her when she rubs her tits at the very end. It's like she got burnt by the smoke bomb or something. I'm curious.
Oh, yep. She got.
What happened?
I think she got a little smoke in her face.
No, look, it's at the very end, Josh. This is choreographed.
Yeah, man.
Oh, look, the hat's coming off. Oh, hey, fuck you. Get that out of my face. Like said, you know what I mean? He almost, you're a smoke wand.
It would have been so nice to be like the French national intelligence and you like took their smoke bombs and gave them Roman candles and it just completely, the thing just... It freaked out and started fucking running away.
Oh, God. Yeah, like if fucking Israel had gotten those fucking things. You've gathered around. What is this insane protest? And then it's just exploding fucking hands. Just, it's dynamite. Sticks of dynamite.
That's horrible, but like imagine that as like a Tarantino movie, that'd be kind of fucking sick.
Fucking sick.
But yeah, I don't know what they're I don't know what they're mad about right now. America, I saw, was catching their ire. They're mad at America, Nazis, and some of them were painted like Earth itself. So
it's a good. So, you know, I think at that meeting that preceded that, and there's probably several meetings because they have the same paint, the same moves. Yeah. They had a time when they all pulled out the smoke.
Yep.
So this means that they were, what we can gather from this is they had access to a studio space.
Definitely.
They were practicing.
Yeah.
And I would guess that's probably an afternoon of practicing. I mean, it's not extravagant moves.
That was someone had the keys to an Orange Theory, and I think they were up to no good in there at nighttime.
But then somewhere in the practice sessions and somewhere in that, somebody definitely was like, hey, I don't know if this is like clear what we're protesting here. Like we gotta choose.
Yeah.
Are we for the earth or against it? Are we for Nazis or against it?
True.
Are we environmentalist Nazis who are for or against the earth? Like I'm going to have questions. Yeah. Let's focus the message.
That'd be cool to just start just protesting, hitting all the classics just at once.
Costume changes.
Just like a multi, doing like a bipolar protest would be kind of nice where you're like, yeah, I'm for and against this.
The whole spectrum.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
everything.
You're a Nazi, but then, yeah. And then you punch each other or something.
Yeah. You have to start fighting right away.
This new form of like, number one, if I had a time machine, everyone says I could go back and kill Hitler's dad or whatever, or kill Hitler's grandmother. Now we have something where we don't have to murder anybody. You go back in time and you just show Hitler that video.
Sure, you're responsible for this.
You sure you want to do this? And I'm going back to art school. Like that. Yeah. You don't give any context. You're like, this is what the Nazi party evolved into.
Yeah, true. But here's the thing though. Here's the thing with that. What if you killed Hitler and then, so he doesn't, or you kill him, but then like a... you know, maybe a guy has the same idea who rises to power, but it's just like way, you know, I don't know how to use this word, but like is more, he's more efficient. So you kill Hitler, but then like a guy who's like Hitler, but like way better and like actually wins and like actually accomplishes his mission.
A guy who doesn't invade Russia in the winter. Guy with a mild, who's still on meth, but not that much meth where that makes sense. And yeah, then we're Philip K. Dick. This is Nazi Germany in the United States.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why everyone's like kill Hitler's grandfather.
It might not work out that well, is what I'm saying. I don't know if everyone ever saw the butterfly effect, but it's like that.
It's the butterfly effect. We don't know the result. Yeah, you might not have a Hitler, but there, you know, who knows? Like Bigfoot could attack or something.
That would be a funny, I don't know if people like this sketch, but there's a guy at a time machine in the beginning of the movie or whatever, short film, kills Hitler, comes back to the present day, and there's like, the planet is like 4 billion Jews, and you go, what the fuck?
That's not nice.
Nazi! All right, fascist on the show!
It's just like,
all right, fascist
it's not, I don't have any, I genuinely have nothing against Jewish. It would be funny if there were so many that you'd be like, what happened here?
Yeah, well,
like, it's like you're the only non. What about that?
Well,
that's what I should say. You're the only non-Jewish. I'm spitballing a plot.
Here's how it works in the movie. You don't even need to go back to the future to see if it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after killing Hitler's grandfather, you look at your dick, and it's circumcised. And you're like, fuck, it worked.
Yeah.
I'm circumcised.
I'm circed.
That means that, like, it worked.
Good guys won.
That's how you know. That's
true.
That you, in fact, and that's kind of the poignant moment in the movie, because this is a hero. And you're like, you will not be able to go back to the future.
Mm-hmm.
You must stay in the past. Then how will I know if my mission was a success?
Yeah, good point.
Look at your dick.
I'm circed. I got circed.
That's true. It's not a sign, but I mean, yeah. I don't know. Okay. All right. You're right. That wouldn't work. That's going to get panned in the reviews.
Doesn't make any sense, actually.
I'm circed. I didn't kill Hitler's grandfather. Yeah, you're right.
And to clarify, I would change my plot to that you're the only non-Jewish person in the world, which begs the question, like, damn, did like a Jewish guy rise and, I don't know, whatever, I'm just going to stop. Kill everybody. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out a fun, you know, twist on, you know, an old classic. Because everyone talks about killing Hitler, like, okay, that's over, but you don't know what you would, you know, set off.
Tim Waltz is here.
What if you went back to kill Hitler and learned it didn't
just so
happen?
You know, Kamala Harris is here, and this this is to catch a Nazi. Kamala, can you come out?
You went back to kill him. He was actually being kind of fair. You're like, what the fuck? Switching gears.
Let's stare. Do you have a copy of fucking Mein Kampf with you too? You know, this is the actually does bring me to something I want to talk to you about, which is kind of weird, but I wondered if you've been thinking about this at all.
Yeah,
because it keeps coming up, and it sounds crazy. Like, I just had this guy on my podcast, Mitch Horowitz. He's like, wrote this awesome book about, he's like, you know, and I, so go ahead and cringe, because I would cringe too when I hear this, but you know, anytime I hear like manifestation shit, mm-hmm. I do cringe a little bit, because I think it's kind of annoying, and I've seen too many like Instagram videos of some asshole telling me how to manifest shit, and it just makes you want to kill yourself. It's horrible.
Yeah, I have a similar reaction where it's like, it is kind of one of those things, like, damn, that sounds cool, when you hear people talk about it, like, damn, I hate this.
You hate it. Yeah.
It's something you think privately about, I feel like.
It's the same, you know, it's like... there's so many versions of that where once it gets adopted by the mainstream, it gets convoluted in a way that completely like makes people not want to explore the topic at all. Famously, like, if anything sobered people up on this planet, it was that lady, you know, I was talking about that lady who got famous for that one song, Took a Little Acid.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I know you're talking about that.
Will you pull that up just so somehow some people haven't been.
That hippie chick who's like,
and all of a sudden, she's everywhere.
Yeah, she is. She's been quiet for a while, but I think she has a new video I saw come up.
Well, it's hard to follow that song. It's a one hit, man. Like, I'm not saying she's like, this isn't her fault. Is it gone now?
No, she's still there.
She's around.
Took a little acid hippie chick. Like, she got, like, this blew her up. This.
There you go.
So,
yep.
you got to wonder, was this the most genius anti-drug propaganda? Is she an operative? Is she in the fucking CIA? Did they train her? And they're like, dude, this is going to get people off drugs. No one will take drugs. We're going to fucking signal boost this until you can't avoid. I don't care where you are. You could be in a Siberian prison and you will. You saw that.
You're like, fuck, I can't do that.
And that warps psychedelics. You don't want to be associated. You just, you're like, you know, you. That's definitely someone at a festival that you would love to, you'd hope to hook up with or something like that. But so, this has happened with any cool thing.
It has a weird element of like cringiness to it, kind of. If you're just like watching it, you're like, Jesus Christ. But
she has her OnlyFans. She has OnlyFans too.
I can see that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense.
That's the first place I went.
Did you, what?
You did not.
To see if she had OnlyFans, and she did.
You go on OnlyFans?
Well, no, I just.
He's producing.
Yeah.
Research. You produce for OnlyFans? I gotta talk to you.
They do comedy now.
I can't, you know, I can't go on fucking OnlyFans. I can't have that shit on my computer.
I don't run any of my credit card stuff at all. I'd be fried.
I'd have to have a burner computer.
I know. I'd have to have like a burner credit card.
Yeah,
prepaid credit card, and then she'd find that. I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I'm looking at the lady, the hippie lady. I was just producing a podcast.
The amount of energy for most married dudes that they would have to put in to starting an OnlyFans account is the exact same energy you'd have to put into going underground as a fugitive.
Like, it's also OnlyFans is cheating. If you're married, it's cheating. If you're giving another lady money, you're cheating.
100%.
Total cheating.
100%.
It's I can't even. I feel like I know of some people who kind of pull it off and like, yeah, my wife is just kind of, you know, she accepts it.
It's
like,
indefensible.
It's totally indefensible. I mean, yeah, it's terrible. Especially when there is an ocean of free porn.
That's the
major problem. It's like, bro, if you got to look at porn, whatever. But there's an ocean of free content. And you're like, yeah, but I want to give this lady money.
You have started a relationship with someone. You have financially linked yourself to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to fucking cheat, like cheat. Don't jerk off to the images of someone that you're giving money to. Like you're already cheating. Fucking go out there and fuck your life up for real.
If I were to of all the things to find on my dad's computer, if I found out he was being financially dominated the whole time by a strange lady, I'd just be like, bro, dude, come on.
You're thinking of all those times he said no when you asked him for money. He's flesh and blood. He's been giving $1,000 gifts to some fucking 26-year-old in Arkansas.
That's tough. That would be tough to, just get utterly financially dominated by just a lady on the internet. Didn't even meet her. Just getting messages, getting texts, give me my money, you fucking bitch.
This is another good movie.
Fuck, I know.
Dude, you're coming up with so many good movies right now. So here's how it works. Father passes away.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very sweet. You loved your dad. He loved you. Then, as he's passing away.
Times are always hard. I would say he was very, he had a very austere upbringing. And your dad taught you these actually good lessons.
Yeah.
But the perverse twist is that the reason you were poor, your dad was making $250,000 a year. He was just utterly financially down. He was a financial serf for an OnlyFans growing.
Dude.
He grew up in a bad neighborhood.
Well, this is what you discover. I mean, you discover a couple. Okay, so this is, as he's passing away. He says, you hear him say something like Rainbow Feet 949 uppercase R. And you're like, what? What, Dad? Rainbow Feet 493 uppercase R. And he dies. And you're like, wait, what did he say? What did he say? Write that down. You write it down. That you realize, oh my God, it's his OnlyFans password. Yeah. Then you go into OnlyFans and it's not a little bit of money he's been giving this woman who lives in I don't know where they live. What's a good place for them to live for the sake of a road trip movie?
Seattle. Be
Seattle.
Good.
Okay, she lives. She lives in Seattle, and so it's not just that your dad's been giving all this money, and you thought you guys were making $60,000 a year. You realize your dad was a financial fucking genius, that your dad was in fact a millionaire and all that money was going to her from great secret investments he was making. But then you get into the messages between them and you get mad you know, you're like, and she doesn't know your dad died. So you start talking to her like your dad.
Count up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then
that's kind of great, actually.
You fall in love because it's genetic, dude.
Oh no.
You know what I mean? She gets you. You fall in love with her, and then it's you like go to visit her and like to kill her. Maybe you go there to kill her and recoup your money. You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
And then you get there and like just fall in love with her, dude, and get married.
How about this? And then Shyamalanian twist. Find out she's your mom. She's been your mom this whole time.
Blockbuster! Blockbuster!
That's like a myth. That'd be like a Greek myth. That'd be terrible. That's awesome.
Because you, okay. Oh my God. So not only, so you go in the OnlyFans. I think this is actually could be a movie. This could definitely be a movie. You go in the OnlyFans. You know, it doesn't have to be a road trip. You go in the OnlyFans. You start up a communication with her as your dad to get some kind of revenge. I don't know what.
Yeah.
And because she did manipulate your fucking dad. Oh, let's add to it that your dad had some kind of neurological disorder and she was taking advantage of that. And so you get on there and you want revenge, but then you're starting to fall in love with her. Mm-hmm. You're starting to fall in love with her. And
can we have a scene where I read a thing, or I think it was a documentary about a guy who had, he figured out how to make this like thing he put on his penis that his dominatrixes, his internet dominatrixes or dominatrices, could like send electrical pulses to his penis from afar.
Fuck yeah.
So he could like slip on his dad's gear and she would just start fucking just shocking him. He'd be like, oh fuck.
Holy shit.
I forgot the doc. It was such a good video about this guy who was like a tech whiz and he built this own device for himself. And he would just have these women just shock him on webcam and he would just.
Yeah, I mean.
For hours.
That honestly.
And like, he would destroy the thing. Like, I'm never doing this again. He had a family. And then he would just be in a hotel room and put it back together.
That it's interesting to think that like there's other ways you could wire your dick shocker so you don't need another person to trigger it. You could just have like shit around the house. Like anytime your wife opens the bathroom door, it shocks your dick.
That was the whole point. He like it was like a rhythm. They would do it according to like
He had a rhythm.
And he wasn't in control. So it was he would be at this person.
It could be at any time, middle of the night, whatever.
He was like a tech guy. And he was supposed to give his big like speech at his company, but he stayed up all night getting his dick shocked and then gave like a very underwhelming speech. And that was like the start of his downfall.
See, if I'm a dominatrix and I don't want to invest time into shocking this guy's dick at random times, I'm going to do the same thing like in cop movies where they're trying to track you and you realize you get the tracker and put it on a train. Yeah. I'm just going to take that dick shocker. And I don't know, rig it to an elevator so that that's anytime anybody presses a button, it shocks his dick.
True, that would be kind of like tired, just sitting there like
it's annoying.
But I think he wanted the webcam so he could see me. Like I don't know exactly how it worked, but it's pretty nuts.
I mean, yeah, that definitely sounds.
The guy was no fool.
Horniness is wild.
I know it is crazy.
It's crazy that you would design your own dick shocker because you're so horny that. Yeah, and you're not okay with setting up random dick shocks that are associated with an AI. It's got to be from a fucking real person.
Yeah.
To get back to our feature, first film we're going to make together, we have to come up with the name of the production company. In our feature, here's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need to add to the story. It's not just that the father has passed away. It's not just that he finds out the father is this relationship with an OnlyFans person who has been shocking his dick. It's that their family is bankrupt. They are in trouble financially, right? And he realizes his dad has been making investments. There's nothing in the investment account anymore. He gave it all to this OnlyFans person, right? So
go ahead.
Now, he puts on his dad's dick shocker. And why he does this, we will have to figure it out because I don't know exactly what his motivation, why he's doing them, but immediately the dick shocks are coming. Somehow he's familiar with Morse code. He realizes
he learns of a Swiss account through Morse code.
or she's the OnlyFans model via dick shocks is telling him what stocks to invest in.
Oh my God, yeah.
So that's why the dad was giving the money to the OnlyFans model is because she was a business partner. Without her, he didn't know how to do stock investments.
Yeah.
And so then maybe the M. Night Shyamalan moment is that it's not his mom.
He thinks it's his mom and it's not his mom.
It's Nancy Pelosi.
Pretending to be his mom so she can trade stocks. Also, I think a nice scene would be he has like a sweet girlfriend he's about to propose to. At like she's there, kind of like consoling him when his father's on his deathbed. And then they become estranged because of him getting lured into Nancy Pelosi, obviously. Yeah. But it'd be a nice scene where like that all falls apart and he comes back to his like hometown sweetheart, and then she's actually recording OnlyFans content with like with 1,000 men.
Oh my God.
And then there'd be like a nice end, a climatic ending, kind of nihilistic, but like he comes out into like a rainstorm and just goes, fucking whores. And he just freaks out.
He's naked. The dick shocker is on him. Fucking whores. We see it pulsing. No, he said it to kill himself. He said the dick shocker to connect with every OnlyFans account. So instead of getting one dick shock, it's like all the OnlyFans dick shocks go into him.
It's like the fence in Jurassic Park, dude. It's like 40,000 volts.
Just
fucking whores.
That's incredible. And all that's left is that dick shocker laying on the ground.
It's got to be subtitled, though. It has to be like some foreign language. Just totally subtitled, black and white. It's got to be a French film.
It's great. That's a great movie idea. I mean, like,
that'd be awesome.
Well, when you look at like some of the, you know, when you think like right now, it's such a weird time because all these streaming services have this like they have to have new content.
Yeah.
And so there's this never been more of a need for content in the world. Like it's this thirst for content. And it's like, you know, sometimes you watch movies and you're just like, the only difference between me, I think, and the person who made that movie is they had money to make that movie.
Oh, like, big time.
Like, doesn't that sort of cross your mind? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why aren't you making movies all the time? Why?
Yeah, you got to put out like at least $4 million, I would guess, unless, you know, you can get, I guess, you got to put out at least $1 million.
It's $1 million.
Okay. Low. And it's like, you have to have $1 million you're willing to not get back.
You're not getting it back.
Huge chance. Yeah. Huge chance.
Huge chance.
Yeah, if you have $1 million to burn, you can make a movie.
And then so you could make a movie and
but a low budget. That's a low budget movie.
You can't be making it I guess the reality of it is like, yeah, if you want to make an indie movie and you're thinking you're gonna like get rich from that, it's not gonna happen. So why not invest that in an Airbnb or something? You're gonna make way more money on some Airbnb than you are on your fucking dick
Although
shocker.
It'd be so fucking sick to make the dick shocking movie. That'd be so good. That would genuinely be a tense kind of like, you know, like a character driven psychological thriller.
You'd have to delete this part of the podcast because it's a spoiler.
Still,
it's a horrible spoiler.
It's so good though.
Okay.
It is a horrible spoiler. But then the big twist would be come up with another twist that we don't reveal.
They didn't think.
I know what happens. They go, what?
Oh my God, that's what it is. Because
he just fucks his dad. At the
1,500 people, the 1,500 people that saw this episode will be watching, and they'll be like, "I know what's gonna happen." He blows himself up in the air with a fucking dick shocker attached to all the OnlyFans accounts.
Screams of the whores.
No, it should turn into like some completely different movie that maybe like, I don't know.
Or you know what you could do? That whole Lion King scene where like Mufasa is like, Simba, you can have his dad from the clouds being like, fuck, I didn't know you found that.
Yeah.
Go back to her.
No, I think it's going to be more like, look, if we're going to go deep, man, it's going to be the Morse codes coming in from the dick shocker that he associates with the OnlyFans account is a GPS coordinate that leads into a deep underground military bunker.
And then you can make this all the backstory of the guy who hit Chuck Schumer with who hit the guy with a hammer?
That's, I don't know his name.
Pelosi. That was not, no, who
no,
was
Pelosi.
That?
It was Pelosi's husband. Got smacked.
That could just
the
be the backstory of the guy who hits Pelosi's husband with a hammer.
Yes.
That would be crazy.
Yes. And he had to do it.
And just pretend like, we researched
it. The world depended on it. Like, whatever the fuck Pelosi's husband was up to was so bad that he had to get, like, and that does bring us to, well, not Seattle. That brings us to San Francisco. Mm. Yeah, he just got to go to San Francisco, leave his whole family, listen. He tries to explain to his wife, you don't understand. She walks in on him getting his dick shocked.
Yeah.
And she's like, you motherfucker, you get fucking got one of those stupid dick shockers attached to a dominatrix. He's like, no, you don't understand. It's a no.
And she does. Nancy's like, you're going to create a run on a biotech stock that I'm betting big on. Get that thing the fuck off right now. And then she like controls the thing. And he's like, oh, I never knew. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The dick shocker. He realizes, I mean, we could go interstellar.
True.
We could go interstellar. The dick shocker is coming from the future. Yeah. It's his future self sending messages back to his previous self.
I mean, by the time this thing gets fully like multiple drafts, whoever listens to this is going to still be just as, you know, shocked.
I would not be surprised if we get funding offers after this. I'm going to imagine that someone is probably going to reach out and be like, dude, I've got $1 million. People out there.
True.
They have so much money. They're just like, I'll give you guys $1 million.
It's the right thing to do.
Honestly. Now let's cast it.
Oh, fuck.
Who's the lead in this? Chalamet?
Yeah, obviously. Chalamet's the lead for sure. He's a son. Yeah, he's a son. His father. Is Bruce Willis still kicking or is he like...
Can't do Willis, demented? Unfortunately. He's like, demented. Bruce Willis can't act right now. So we're not... Bruce Willis is a good choice. I know you're the rugged, masculine father dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson would be really good, actually.
Yeah, Mel Gibson. What? Yeah,
Clint Eastwood, is he too old? Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood's perfect.
He has a weird, they're like a super old dad. His dad's like 90.
That's perfect.
Also, I like Schwarzenegger's son a lot too, man. He might be, I mean, Chalamet would be great, but have you been watching White Lotus?
That's Schwarzenegger's son?
Yes, dude. The fucking guy who's like a horny pervert.
No way.
That is his son.
Dude, he's such a good actor.
He's amazing.
Of course he is.
Yeah, true. But he's still like, I'm blown away how good he is.
Holy shit. I had no idea that's who that was.
You can't see it. You can't unsee it. Once you know that, you're like, oh God, he kind of
looks. Can you pull up White Lotus Schwarzenegger? That is fucking cool, man.
Isn't that awesome? He is for real phenomenal. Goodbye, sweet lady.
That is really cool when that happens because it's like, I hate when people are doing that nepo baby shit. It's like, dude, you don't like, you have to learn how to act.
Yeah. And also, there he is.
No fucking way. Yeah, man. Patrick Schwarzenegger. Yep.
Well, also, I get why people get mad at that, but it's like people would get mad at Ice Cube's son. They'd be like, nepo baby. But it's like, dude, Ice Cube escaped. I mean, I think people debate, like, he actually didn't live in South Central, whatever. I'm sure he didn't live in a great neighborhood. He escaped that and then gave his children a better life. And everyone's like, boo, your fucking son sucks. It's like, what is he supposed to do?
Dude.
Just not do anything ever because his dad's famous?
It's also, like, you look like your kids do what you do.
Exactly.
So if your dad is an incredible fucking musician, you're going to become you're at least going to see what the process looks like.
Yeah.
And if your dad's a good actor, it's like, you know what's really crazy? Stephen King's son.
What's he do? Just annoying tweets?
You got me. No. His tweets are more annoying than his dad's.
What does he do?
So Joe Hill,
what?
Knowing his dad was Stephen King.
Switched his name.
Knowing that if he wrote under the name Joe King.
Yeah.
His books would sound stupid. Joe King, that's a number one problem.
Yeah,
But number two, he didn't want to ride his dad's fucking coattails, so he published under Joe Hill, and his books became successful completely on his own.
Whoa! Did he co-author one with his father?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, here's the thing with that. On his own is like, you know, and again, I'm not knocking the guy at all. I'm sure they're great, but that's also like literary agent publishers or, you know.
Yeah, but if you write a heap of shit, you could.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, you could put anything on a bookshelf.
That's totally true. I'm not knocking him at all. I'm just saying, I'm like, it's, you know, he still had a leg up, which again, I'm not against that. And it's like that, I mean, that's fucking sick.
Dude, here's what blows me away, though, about Stephen King. And we all have to contend with this. And you just have to learn how to separate one thing from the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can remember going on Stephen King's Twitter.
Yeah.
And I fucking love Stephen King. The Dark Tower series. Have you read the Dark Tower
series? I have heard it's so good. I've read a bunch of his books. I have not read Dark Tower, and I heard it's like amazing.
I'm jealous. Like, that's the kind of book you want to erase your memories so you can read it again.
Yeah. You know? He's so fucking good.
So
it's
fucking good.
Ridiculous.
The Shining, the book is just so fucked up. all of his books, you know, there's some trajectory that happens there where towards the end, you know, how do you match cocaine Stephen King with like late stage tweeting Stephen King? Yeah, you can't. Yeah. But the tweets, man, it is such a like kick to the balls when you see how bad he is at tweeting, and yet he's such a good writer.
It's insane. It's also, to be fair though, to those guys that age, I mean, it's like, you know, it's literally like a boomer kind of age range. They got fucking rocked by like politics and Twitter. Like young people did too, but old people got rocked in like an embarrassing, you know, unself-aware way.
Where that's true.
Like, they got spun out.
Yeah, I mean, a lot.
So it's like, you know, it's funny to watch. You'd be like, shut the fuck up, Stephen King. But it's like,
can you pull up Stephen King's Twitter?
It doesn't take anything away from the man, obviously, as a, you know,
as a no, force, you, as a force. But we have to learn how to separate these things at this point. Like, you can't let one thing dilute the other, or you're not gonna have anybody to listen to or anything.
Yeah, for real.
Is he even on here anymore? Did he probably went to Blue Sky?
He's not going to Blue Sky. I know that. Oh, God. The first one. The arrogance of the Trump administration is only on pace by its ineptitude.
I think of Casey Stengel's remark on the first season of the New York Mets, a team that epitomized failure with its 40-120 record. Casey asked, does anyone here know how to play this game? Okay. Can you pull up the first line in the fucking Gunslinger? Pull up.
It's probably so good. It's like, dude, shut up. Write some fucking cool shit.
Or just apply the same rules you apply to your fucking books.
That's
to your
true.
Own. The man in black fled across the desert and the gunslinger followed.
It's beautiful, man. It's completely beautiful.
A perfect start to a perfect series. Go back to that tweet, please, Josh. The arrogance of the Trump administration is that, like, Stephen King, what if you started a book with that?
Ah, dude, it's crazy. It's, dude, here's a good author on Twitter I like a lot. Look up Jeff Noon. I think it's just JeffNoon. His Twitter is, I think it's cool as shit. He just writes random shit on, like, random, I mean, that's just something he's doing. Well, he just writes just, like, prose on his Twitter.
Oh, that's cool.
And just puts it out.
That's cool.
He's a big like cyberpunk guy. He wrote the book Vert, which is, dude, the Vert, it's V-U-R-T. It's a really cool book.
I'll get it.
Totally unnecessary incest plot to it. I don't know why. Jeff Noon, if you hear this, you obviously have your reasons. I don't want to deny you the muse. Because the book is sick. It's like people are in this dystopian future and they have these feathers loaded with like a virtual access to a virtual reality.
Oh.
It's like a drug. So you're like, you just stick the feather in your mouth and it'll throw you into a place where you're either like murdering people, you have snakes attacking you.
Wow.
Then these creatures start to like bleed into reality. But then there's like a guy loses his sister because they go to, because you can get feathers within the cyberspace. So you're in like a meta reality within it. And like he loses his sister and he has to try to find her.
That's cool.
It's fucking awesome.
But
he's fucking his sister the whole time. And it's just like, dude.
Somehow,
they be Step? Like, you're creating this world.
The
Step, at least Step.
It's worth discussing the incest porn phenomena.
Yeah,
because when it's a huge genre of porn,
massive. Yeah.
Now the genre follows the same pattern, which goes back to what we were talking about earlier, which is that the algorithm is impacting the discourse, and so. You can't just say on a porn site, apparently you can't say me fucking my mom.
No, yeah.
You have to say me fucking not my mom. That's like the genre. You've never seen that before?
No, me either.
I'm just making up. I've never seen it.
No, trust me. I got plenty of demons, but the siblings is not one of them.
No, this is like the craziest.
So you have to search not.
I know this sounds like I'm trying to backpedal. I am into all kinds of kinky shit,
look,
but incest porn, it doesn't do it for me.
I hear what you're saying. What happens to me is I probably have seen this, but when I go onto porn sites, I just it's like where I black out and then I come to and I'm like, ugh.
I know, it's so fucked up.
And I go, I hope my ancestors never see this.
The fugue state associated with jerking off to porn is so rancid.
It's horrible.
No, I think
it's a porn hole. It's literally a porn hole that can extend into real life. That's the problem. Because then there's like, I've talked to my brother about this a lot. Because there's like, you can go on porn, but then like, you know, you're in the porn hole, but then like that can extend to once you're in that state, you can be like, I've heard of people like taking Facebooks while they're watching porn, finding people who look like that. Next thing you know, you're calling hooker ads and you can like be off porn, but still be in a porn hole and like end up, you know, and it's like,
you're just
driving by a hooker's house and you chicken out at the last minute and you're like, oh, fuck. And you just got out of a porn hole. You're like, what the fuck was I doing?
Well, you summoned a demon.
Yeah.
For real. I mean, you're summoning a fucking demon into your life and you're doing a sex magic ritual. You're like, you know, all the fucking like people into sex magic and ceremonial magic, 100% of the time, they'll tell you that when you're doing any kind of like sex magic stuff, you jerk off onto a sigil. You'd basically do a cum tribute to some kind of thing you want to have happen in the future because, you know, in Taoism, they talk about like,
Is this what Horowitz was talking about?
Didn't Horowitz mention that?
He mentioned fucking coming on stuff?
Well, it's not the first time I've heard it. It's a big part of like manifestation stuff. I mean, Crowley talked about it. It's in Taoism. It's like Taoism would like the idea was
I do have a lot of tissues in my house. I think I have manifested boxes of fucking.
You better hope there's not some weird shit on your Charmin.
I do have a lot of old t-shirts.
Yeah, don't jerk off on the wrong fucking t-shirt, dude.
It's all I have are shitty old t-shirts.
But I guess the.
But no, yeah, it makes sense.
The idea is you're sort of like, because, you know, I mean, this is a terrible thing to ponder, but I do ponder it sometimes, which is. It's an unquantifiable, but at any given moment because of porn, how much jizz is being sprayed into time space per minute? And then I try to put that in like how many Olympic sized pools. In other words, like
that's so much. It's gotta be.
Is it one Olympic sized pool a minute?
Oh, dude, didn't we?
I looked up how much cum it would take to fill the Grand Canyon, but this is a new thought. This is a new thinking for me, which is how much jizz is generated per minute based on porn activity. And I guess you could quantify
I've actually mapped this out at some point in my life, and I don't remember when. But it's like, I remember you got to look up the average
Don't say load. In America. Can you say globally, please, Josh?
Well, you got to look up milliliters in the average load. I've done this. I've cracked this math before.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You go how many milliliters in the average load? And then you go male population and just say, if there's 4 billion men, 50-50, you can just say if half of them are fapping, it's probably more than that. Well, I guess you got to go like...
Okay, let's go. Okay, 1.25 to 5 milliliters. So let's do 2.5 because a lot of the fucking... People are jerking off all the time are not generating 5 milliliters anymore.
5 milliliters. That's crazy. Yeah.
That's
and unfortunately I'm looking at it through like one of those kids' Tylenol cups and I'm like, damn, hitting the five.
Dude, I have one fucking ball. You should see the sad rivulet of jizz my dick produces. It's sad. It's like, if you want to know, like, I don't know, smash an emaciated mosquito. That's what's coming out of this whole thing. We're going to need a pen and paper to do this. Let's just like do this now so we know.
Okay.
Let me pull out the iPad here.
96% of British men, 93% of German men, 92% of Americans. What's going on here?
Wait, what's this?
Why are British men so honest?
Okay, 78% of adults of the world masturbate, but we got to separate. Okay, so that is it separating men from women?
But now they're going men geographically.
Listen, this we're going to do the rough math here. Anybody watching, any scientists out there could maybe do this for us.
Go to there's a better, the NIH might have better. That one's more like geographical. This is masturbation prevalence.
We have 2.5 milliliters. We're going to say, let's just average it out, 2.5 milliliters.
I could hit that line, I think.
Milliliters. You don't need to fucking flex on me, man.
Okay.
I'm going to go home and jerk off at my kid's Tylenol.
You got to see what you...
And then you forget. That's the thing, dude. That's a problem because you're going to forget. Okay.
He was like, oh, sweet. My wife already filled up the fucking Tylenol. It kind of looks exactly like children. It's clear.
That's in our movie. That's gotta be a scene in our movie. She's about to give because he was curious, and I don't know, maybe the fucking signal is like, can you measure your jizz? He jerks off in the thing, forgets, but then his kid's sick and he sees his wife like bringing the thing up to and he smacks it out of her hand.
In order to he doesn't want to like cause too much of a ruckus, so he just takes it and fucking knocks it back himself, being like, oh, that was actually adult liquid Tylenol. I was. And then he's like, fuck, I messed up.
And then
like,
he hears a voice in his head.
True.
Now you can hear me in your mind.
Oh, no. That's just...
That's it. Okay. So, okay. Hold on.
Yeah, here we go. We
need we've got 2.5 milliliters. Now, the next question actually is how many, I think we need to figure out at any, at some interval of time, how many people are looking at porn per hour?
Like, oh, we got to have the statistics. Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of people jerking off not to porn too.
I bet that comes up. How many people, we can like lower that. How many people, how many hours, how many people, how many people are looking at porn per day?
Yeah. Right. You do right now.
Yeah. You could probably do it right now.
Or a day as far as we're capturing in a day.
How many people are actually watching porn
per day? 9 million right motherfucking now.
One, okay, 11% of people in the United States watch porn daily. So, okay, let's just do United States.
Whoa, hold on. What's that second stat? 84% of Americans believe watching child pornography should be illegal.
We got to get that number up.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
We got to get that number up a little bit.
That's insane.
That number needs to go up to 100%. Damn.
Who's gonna cut the anthem to legalize it? Yo, man.
Dude,
don't criticize.
Wait, okay, wait. How many people voted for Jill Stein? What percentage of Americans voted for Jill Stein?
ma'am, you're losing to child pornography.
The green, yeah, 4.4.
Oh!
So
what? She's got to run on a new ticket.
She would have gotten 11% of the vote. What the fuck demon country is this?
Fuck. Who was that strayer and was like, well, I'll be honest. I'm a yay on the issue.
These are dark statistics.
This is fucking nuts.
What the fuck? Okay, 166 million men. Now, let's look at how many men jerk? Oh, wait, let me write that down. How many men look at porn in America per day? 1 in 3 Americans seek out porn, but some of them are going to be women.
Also, yeah.
Can you go back to how many men in the United States, please?
116 million.
Okay, 116 million men, in the United States. Now, okay, go back to how many, so that we're looking at 20, oh my God, wait. No, do the math there for me, Matt. I'm an idiot.
I'm horrible.
That's math. It was 16% of Americans believe watching child pornography should be illegal. So what is? Do me a favor. What is 16% of?
There's 16% of America that's getting 5 milliliters every time.
What's 16% of 160 million?
Oh, 60% of
16%.
18.5 million.
So 18.5 million men in the United States do not think it should be wrong to jerk off to fucking child porn.
And that's the ones who admit it. That's the fucked up part.
We're going to get murdered. This is like data I've never heard before. You're not supposed to say this out loud. We're fucked.
I had no idea there was that many people outspoken.
That's the most terrifying statistic I've ever fucking seen.
What were the ages? I got to see the ages of the study because they're hitting like 12-year-olds. They're like, yeah, fuck it, man.
That, right. You're saying if there's like younger kids.
I don't think you can even ask kids about this shit.
A study shows that 58% of Americans have viewed pornographic material at least once and around 27% have watched it in the last month. So that study shows that 58% of Americans are happily lying.
Damn. So they generate. Damn. I'm surprised the NCAA generates as much as porn.
Pornhub. Okay, there we go. Let's just go off Pornhub then. 100 million visits per day, and let's be conservative here and say each of those visits equals one ejaculation.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's, you know, the data's rough here, so.
So that's 250 milliliters.
And convert that. How many? Convert that into liters for me, Josh.
Yeah. I think it's 250.
250.
It might be 25 liters.
Milliliters to. Milliliters to cups. Just do cups.
Oh, million, right?
250 milliliters. Just ml to cups. 250 milliliters to cups.
I need to picture 2 liters full of cum.
So how many? How many cups?
1.05 million.
Okay, how many cups of water would fill up an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
Back to the original.
It's gonna take you a long time. You're using cups.
Yeah. I remember that number before.
Would fill an Olympic pool.
105.
There's a better way to get to this number. 1 million.
Oh, dude, we need 700. I mean, easily. We're filling up an Olympic pool.
So every day, just Pornhub fills up an Olympic-sized swimming pool of American jizz. And that's being conservative.
Yeah, that is being conservative.
Because we're using the median ejaculate rate.
Yeah. That's insane, dude.
Pull up an Olympic-sized swimming pool, would you, Josh?
Just and this so all comes back visually. To manifesting. Like, yeah, and then it's like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, I want to take...
Let's, oh, come on.
God.
Come on.
That's the end of the day at Pornhub. That's the end of the fucking day.
Dude, we'd be living in a different world if that swimming pool wasn't full of cum.
Dude, if it's... And also, like, if everyone had to, like, gather together and put their cum in a pool.
I mean, we might as well.
That would be... I mean, it's worth... As an art experiment, it would be incredible.
Maybe we should get naked and put swastikas all over our chest and stand in a pool.
I was going to suggest that. Jizz.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand in a pool of jizz to show that we hate... the earth.
Jizz in a pool.
We're against the earth and we stand in jizz to show it. If a pool is full of jizz, could you swim or sink? Would of course it's on Reddit.
What? Would, oh, man.
Water has a density, human body has a density of one. The body is more dense and would sink. However, there are between 1 and 4 liters of air in the lungs. If you were holding your breath, you could, so you could do, you could float.
You float.
Also,
I'd be like a water bug on the surface tension.
Do me a favor. How much, what's the salt content of jizz? Because it's like.
Pretty high. Oh, yeah. You would be buoyant.
I think you're going to be buoyant.
Float tank.
Salt content.
Hold on.
Yo. 26, 300 milligrams per 100 milliliters.
That's pretty good.
So so what is that compared to the Dead Sea? How much? What's the salt content of the Dead Sea?
300 milligrams. Okay. It's 9 times 7. So the real test is we got to taste the regular ocean and then taste.
Taste our own jizz.
Yeah. World's oceans is 3.5%. We can do the percentage if we go back.
Yeah, let's go back and figure out what the percentage of salt and jizz compared to the oceans is.
I mean, 300 and 100, that seems like 33% somewhere around there. Doesn't that? That's like a 33% kind of thing.
I mean, well, you know, this is the kind of thing where, you know, 70% of my audience is scientists. They will do the work for us. I'm sure this is, so I'm sure we'll see this as a published.
Yeah, how many milligrams in 1 milliliter? I don't know if that's even a thing, but. Let's go. 1,000 milligrams in a milliliter.
Mm.
Okay, so if there was 300 to 1,000, that's 30%. Well, yeah, that's about 30%.
There's something poignant about that our jizz and the saline content of the ocean kind of match.
The Dead Sea. The ocean's like 3.5. The Dead Sea is like 30.
That's so.
It's fucking sick.
That means you would, if you jumped in a pool of jizz, you're not going to drown. You're just going to float. You're going to be buoyant as hell.
Yeah, you're going
to. Oh, no, it's 3 to 5%. So it's the same as the ocean.
The fuck?
It's the same as the ocean. That's like a beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
Sick. Okay, that's cool. It's
what
the
are women complaining about when they get jizz in their eyes? It's the same as the ocean. Just
exactly.
Rub it out.
I don't like getting salt water in my eyes.
It's a beautiful spray. It's a beautiful mist. It's a pleasant mist.
That's the name of our movie. Yeah.
Pleasant mist. That would be actually so funny.
Me and the wife are going to go watch Pleasant Mist.
Have these beautiful shots of like PC1 or Pacific Highway, PCH.
Matt, thank you so much.
Dude,
for
that was awesome.
The
thank
show.
You. Thank
we,
you.
We
man.
Ended with like science. I think yeah. We have like definitely pushed science ahead because of this podcast.
You filled the pool. You finally got your answer on the pool. It's a pool.
It's just well, that's in America. Just, no, that's just porn. It's more than one pool.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you could probably extrapolate that like the top 10. Most popular porn Dude. Sites are generating one Olympic-sized swimming
yes.
pool full of jizz per day. And then I didn't even get into, and I won't maybe the next time.
India? Imagine India. I mean, with like any country
America.
With a billion. I know, a country with a billion, some billion people.
So I think I'm just throwing this out there. You guys could do the math for me, please. I'm going to say every 3 months at a global level, enough semen is generated to fill one of the Great Lakes.
I was thinking of taking it to a lake as well. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say.
The smallest Great Lake, but definitely one of the Great Lakes.
And, you know, I don't know, and I don't, I'm sorry. I mean, I know you're all right. I know you're fascist, but I, like, but, you know, I do weep for the earth. And I don't want my kids, when they get older, to go to a dry, dead Great Lake.
Yeah.
And I think we've created, if we can come up with desalination plants for human semen and we create organized circle jerks in front of bodies of water that have dried up because of climate change.
Not a bad idea.
We have potentially solved the climate crisis, at least when it comes to access to water.
Potentially the immigration crisis, because we could use migrant labor to just all come in the lakes. We could have, like...
You know, listen, I am a fan of open borders. But
that'd be so nice.
I'm a fan of open borders, but honestly, I kind of want the Great Lakes to be filled with American.
You want American cum?
You're the best, man.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks for coming on the
Thank
show.
You,
Thank you. That was Matt McCusker. For the scientists out there, seriously, in the comments, wherever you're picking this thing up, help us with the math. I know we probably did it wrong, and I know a lot of you out there have much higher IQs than we do. So could you just go through those numbers, maybe do your own analysis of the data out there, and in the comments section for folks who might be scrolling through the comments, do the math and help us. Because what I think the question we actually had is globally, how much semen is ejaculated, you know, globally. And we're using porn as the metric for that, but it's more than that because probably not everyone's jerking off to porn. I think we should exclude actual sex, though, because we're talking about free roaming jizz here, not like jizz landing in an orifice. So do the math. You can leave that in the comment section here. And I would really appreciate that. And whoever does the best job, I will mention you and I will bring it up in the next podcast if your data checks out. Thank you so much. Don't forget to go see Matt in San Antonio this weekend. My dates are at DuncanTrussell.com. I'll see you next time.